Okay, so we know that the idea of using a PARP inhibitor specifically in ovarian cancer makes a lot of sense. Can you talk about the PARP inhibitors that have been studied? Right now, there are three that are actually approved: olaparib, rucaparib, and niraparib. Maybe you can go through for each one roughly what we know about them, both in terms of the benefits that have been observed as well as toxicity, starting out with the first one that was approved, which was olaparib.
Olaparib was approved in 2014 for a very limited indication. It is specifically for women who've had at least three prior chemotherapy regimens and who have a germline BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutation. So, very important to know. The formulation of olaparib that has been approved is a capsule formulation. So, it's 8 capsules in the morning, 8 capsules in the afternoon, 16 capsules altogether. So, very late indication for that drug, and a very limited scope of patients who can potentially receive the drug.
But I mean, I guess even in those early studies, there were people who benefited even in that late stage. Have you had patients yourself who benefit in that situation?
Well, we've definitely seen patients benefit from PARP inhibitors, there's no doubt. The patients that I treated when it first was approved were patients that were really even beyond that point. And one of the issues I found is that when they get too far beyond that point, they may start to have bowel dysfunction, and it's hard for them to get in all the capsules. But in the studies, even that late group of patients, the response rates were much higher than we would have expected compared to chemotherapy treatments. So it definitely has activity even in that group, and that's why it was approved.
And so we start out then with olaparib being approved just in that small group of patients who have BRCA germline, as you say, genetic mutations. We'll talk later about the fact that then there was a more recent study using it earlier. What was observed in terms of side effects and toxicity with olaparib? What were the main issues?
Nausea, GI issues, certainly with the capsule formulation. Anemia was approximately 20%. Fatigue was the other issue that probably falls along with anemia. Overall, the drug can be very well tolerated. I think for the most part, very well tolerated in women who don't have the GI issues, because there are things that you can do to help make it easier to get those capsules down in terms of timing with your food as well as antiemetics. I will say this, though, we've had a lot of patients on the two energy oncology trials, GY004 and GY005, studies that include olaparib with cedrinib or olaparib alone. And it is an amazing difference because the drug formulation in those studies is using a tablet, and it's 4 tablets a day, 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, and we do not see the GI side effects. So I think this is probably in part due to the formulation and the number of capsules you have to take compared to the tablet, which is good news, very good news.
So we talked about olaparib and its current indication in advanced disease and the issues with it.